Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, as Georgians prepare to vote today, election officials are blasting the president's false claims. The official ticked off a point-by-point rebuttal of the grievances President Trump aired in a weekend phone call pressuring Georgia to find votes. The rebuke offered a vivid example of how Mr. Trump's assault on voting integrity has roiled the state's politics. Ahead of today's Senate runoffs, the president, of course, had a rally in Georgia, spewing, as CNN says, lies, conspiracy theories, and nonsensically false claims of voter fraud before an angry crowd. The vote today is quite important.
There's no question. The reason that so much money is pouring in there, David, is because everybody knows that if these two seats fall to the Democrats, then the Democrats will, with the help of the vice president casting the deciding vote, have the ability to run the Senate, which would mean good news for Joe Biden, although the history of the country is that when a president wins one term, the next time the Congress goes often towards the other party. And that is something that he's going to have to worry about. But right now, if he could win the Senate, he ends up in a very good spot in terms of getting some program issues through. But it doesn't appear that it's going to be that easy. However, Trump asked to come in to work for the two Republican senators, and he finds it very hard to do that. What he does is he comes in and he complains about how the election was stolen. Well, if the election was stolen for the guy at the top, the election was stolen from everybody else, and a lot of Republicans were elected. In the meantime, you have a real hero emerging, Mr. Raffensperger, who turns out to be a devout Christian who lost a child, and he is trying to do what's right and getting a lot of criticism and a lot of kudos for what he's done, standing up to the president of the United States. As you know, David, he recorded the conversation. This made its way to the Washington Post and to the rest of the country, and we have all heard it. The rantings of a guy who sounds very much like a madman. His partisans, of course, looking to preserve their position in society, have taken up the cause. And we see again and again that the Republicans are sticking with the president. And now the president is basically calling for all kinds of people like the Proud Boys to come to Washington to raise a little hell. So he's not giving up easily, which leads to the question of why he's not giving up. I've always thought that he knows what faces him on the other side when he gets out, including criminal prosecution. And now there's a question as to whether he violated any laws, calling for the Secretary of State to find, in quotes, finding the necessary votes to win. So we'll see. The way that it's going right now, it's anybody's guess what will happen.
Are the president's actions on the phone call and his continuous discussion about an illegal election treasonous?
Well, in my view, they are, because we have the peaceful transference of power in this country, and it's incredibly important. And now we have a president who is basically calling for the end of that. He's also said, he would say joking, I say not, that he'd like to have a third term. Once you have that, you have Putin, you have non-democracies sometimes hiding as democracies and pretending that they are. And of course, it does appear that Biden will take office, but it's going to be a rough hoe for the next 16 days or so.
And as you referenced, on Wednesday, the Congress will certify the Electoral College results, largely ceremonial. We learned yesterday that North Country Representative Elise Stefanik will object with her announcement. The House Intelligence Committee member joins a coalition of at least 140 congressional Republicans who plan to object to certifying Biden's victory, along with a group of 12 Republicans who will lead a similar effort in the Senate.
Look, I don't know any other way to put it except that these people are political prostitutes. They would rather see the American democracy go down in order to save themselves, and they think that's more important than doing it the right way, which is to say, as many Trump-appointed judges have, this is basically wrong. So it is now a question the history books will record as to whether or not it is so important to preserve democracy or whether it's more important to preserve your job. It's disgusting. It's awful. I don't know what else to call it.
Speaking of theater, how about this headline? AOC won't rule out challenging Schumer for Senate seat in 2022. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Monday wouldn't rule out challenging U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer in a primary battle for his seat. Quote, I'm still very much in place where I'm trying to decide what is the most effective thing I can do. I'm a no BS, and she said the word, kind of person. I'm not playing coy or anything like that.
she is playing coy or anything like that, saying that she hasn't decided. It'll be based on the polls. It'll be based on whether people think she could win. There are conflicting theories on all of this. There are those people who think that what's happened to her now is that she's overplayed her hand. But as far as I can tell, most of the things she's for are things that we're all for. It's true with Bernie Sanders, too. Chuck Schumer has been in a position where he's the leader of the Senate Democrats, and he will have to continue in that role. It is even possible that he may end up as the majority leader. In other words, the head Democrat and the head of the Senate. And what can I say except that it turns out that AOC is just what everybody else is, self-concerned and wants to get ahead.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo now says the highly contagious UK strain of COVID-19 is confirmed in Saratoga County, New York, in a symptomatic man in his 60s who's now recovering. It's not going away. It's getting worse despite a vaccine.
I just don't know what to say. This is so scary. It's so awful. It keeps getting worse. The thing about this mutant virus now is that it's much more transmissible. So everybody who has been protecting themselves has to protect themselves even a little bit more. And yet we still see people walking around without masks. We still see people congregating where they shouldn't be congregating. And by the time this is all over, it's going to really have wiped out many people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.
David, everybody's got to support this radio station because that's where we are. We all got to get ahead and make it work.